Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Doubt Defying is coming down from Brisbane stable of Steve O'Day at Eagle Farm. And Steve's jagged a few minutes with us between jump outs there this morning. Morning to you, Steve.
Morning, how are you?
Very well indeed. Well, the last time Doubt Defying came to Sydney, it was a pretty good day for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, obviously the day that Caesar won the Roman Consul and Doubt Defying was a good winner for a stop over the 1400 there. So, yeah, no, it's Roman's been good to us lately.
It has. Well, you took the horse down to Melbourne and Victoria won the Sale Cup. He then went around in the McKinnon, got beaten four lengths that day. Did he have a week or two off, or did you take him back to Brisbane and keep him in work?
Yeah, look, he come back to Queensland and just spent sort of a week and a half at Aquas Farm, just kept him ticking over out there, just did some easy treadmill work and some swimming, and we was able to go out in the paddock during the day and all that kind of stuff. So it was a good little mental break for him, but he was sort of kept ticking over.
Yeah. So how is he then, given that you're coming back to Randwick on Saturday, this time at a mile?
Yeah, look, really pleased with him. He's done everything right since he's been back in work here. Gave him a 1,000-metre trial at Doomben last week. And, look, he was really strong late. His last furlong was good, and he wanted to keep rolling after the line. So took him over to Doomben on the course proper this morning. He just galloped on his own. It was really good, solid rolling work, and really pleased with him.
Yeah, it sounds like he's in a good place. I mean, you won at Randwick, and you're obviously going down to Victoria with Caesar. So you ended up taking him down, and I think the most impressive thing with him is his guide of speed. You know, when he is allowed to let down, he can ping, can't he?
Yeah, look, absolutely. He's a lovely big striding horse, and you know, when he's allowed to sort of go through his gears and hit his top, he's really strong late in races.
Yeah, for sure. So, fitness-wise and mentally, is he in the right place to be really competitive in a stakes race like the Villiers?
Yeah, look, I definitely think he is. He's a horse who does actually appreciate. He's run spaced a little bit. We sort of learnt that with him last time. A couple of times there, he was sort of a month or 3 weeks between runs. You know, he's 5 weeks between runs this time, but he's had the trip back to Queensland. He'll obviously go back down to Sydney during the week this week. And, you know, we kept him up to the mark with the trial last week. So, look, got no qualms with him fitness-wise. Even when he won first up this preparation, you know, it was a heavy track at Randwick that day, 1400. And Tim Clark even commented that day how good he was in the wind and that he, you know, you could push him out in trip, you know, relatively quickly.
Okay. We've got some rain on the way in Sydney on Thursday. It's meant to be, well, anywhere between 15, 20, 25 mil. So that wouldn't disturb you?
No, look, he's, you know, I will say probably that day that he did race at Randwick, it was an improving heavy track. You know, but you know, he handled that really well, fresh up. So, no real issue with the ground.
And who takes the ride there, mate?
Yeah, Michael Walker will ride him again. He's obviously ridden him his last two starts. And, you know, he's obviously formed an association with Aquas and will continue riding him on Saturday.
Yeah, should have realised that, Michael being a retained jockey for Aquas. Just while I've got you, mate, what's Caesar up to?
Yeah, look, he's just come back to Eagle Farm yesterday, just come back into work here. So, look, he just had a short little breakout at Aquas, you know, had sort of 3 weeks off, just done sort of a week and a half's work out there and, you know, just some easy treadmill work and a little bit of easy counter work. So, look, he won't take too much to sort of get back up again. Look, most likely his preparation will head towards the Eskimo Prince first up at Warwick Farm. Then probably into the Hobart Bill and the Ram at Guineas. So, you know, really looking forward to getting him out sort of over a trip again. You know, he was good in the winter in the JJ Atkins over the mile. So, you know, he's definitely going to relish sort of getting out over to 1,400 metres in a mile.
Yep, understand. We look forward to that, seeing him again in the Sydney Autumn. And more trials this morning on the course proper. What's the general view after last week, Steve? Has everyone been happy?
Yeah, look, everyone was really excited by what they seen last week. You know, they had about sort of 14 horses gallop on it last week. And, look, they barely marked the track. They just sort of, you know, just had a bit of a toe cuff where they'd sort of hit the ground. And, you know, that was really exciting to see. And, you know, it's been a long time coming, but, you know, everyone can't wait to have Eagle Farm back in the fold. And, you know, really look forward to seeing the trials today.
Yeah, for sure. Two trials on the course proper. I think there's about 10 horses in both, 11:30 our time and 11:50. And we'll cover those here on Sky Sports Radio because there is a great deal of interest that we might see Eagle Farm hold a meeting there. I think December 22 is the date that they're looking at. So we'll cross the fingers on those this morning. Thanks a lot, Steve. We'll see you on Saturday with Doubt Defying.
No worries. Thanks.